The Bloomington Playwrights Project and the Community Kitchen of Monroe County are uniting once again, the sixth time, for the annual Acting Against Hunger benefit. It takes place Sunday, the 29th, 6 to 9, First United Methodist Church. That's at 219 East 4th Street. There'll be hors d'oeuvres, a reception, an evening of poems and monologues about hunger and homelessness, and there's a special performance from movement artist Nell Weatherwax. I'm George Walker, and our guests are the producer from the Bloomington Playwrights Project, Lori Garrity, and the performance artist for the evening, Nell Weatherwax. Thanks very much for coming in. Lori, this is the sixth year. How long have you been associated with it?
5 years.
Five. So you got right in at the beginning. Has it grown each year?
It has, actually. We started out having it at our old location on Washington Street. Then we've had it at our new location on West 9th Street. And now we've grown so much we've had to move into the First United, who were kind enough to allow us to use their great hall.
This year they're talking about poems. They're talking about monologues. In addition to the performance piece, has that been a feature of Act Against Hunger each year?
Absolutely. It ties in that we have a meal served, and it's just basic beans and that sort of thing. And, you know, something that you don't find extravagant meals at Community Kitchen, but you get nourishing meals. And so that's what we're having kind of representing Community Kitchen. The acting part is what BPP does. And we've had one acts, we've had scenes done that cover homelessness and hunger, and this time we're going towards more poetry and monologues. Tracy B. is producing the entertainment portion of the evening, and she has been scouring books and poetry collections and that sort of thing.
We're talking with Lori Garrity and Nell Weatherwax about the upcoming Acting Against Hunger. It takes place this Sunday from 6 to 9 at First United Methodist Church. Now, one of the things that you're going to be contributing is a performance piece. Can you tell us a little bit about what we might expect?
Well, what I do is completely improvised. So what I'll be doing that night is witnessing the other pieces, feeling the crowd, basically getting the feel for the whole energy of the whole evening. And then I will take a still position on stage and begin to move, and a story will emerge from my own past.
So you're talking about presenting a story, and you say that you begin with movement. Are there also words in your presentation, or is it all movement?
No. I speak while I move. I make sound effects while I move. What tends to come out is maybe a series of snapshots of memories from my past, usually sprinkled with some sort of surreal elements as I shape them with my awareness now. I use a good deal of mimetic, mime-like movement, even though it's not mime. I'm always speaking. It's like storytelling that's very, very physical is really what I do.
You've been doing this for quite a while. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you began to do these sorts of performance pieces.
Well, I studied mime and movement theater with Siegfried Aguilar in Mexico in the mid-80s, and that's really where I got my foundation for movement. I also did the individualized major program here at IU in movement theater with Anya Peterson-Royce and the late Fran Snigg as my sponsors, and that was a wonderful foundation. But then I went to the Bay Area, and I learned to do this style of improvisational movement theater that's really based on personal story and movement. And I've combined that with my mime background, and now I'm doing my own thing. I call it improvisational movement theater, or IMT.
We've been talking with Nell Weatherwax and Lori Garrity about Act Against Hunger. It's an evening presented this Sunday from 6 to 9 at the First United Methodist Church, 219 East 4th Street. There'll be food, an evening of poems, monologues, a performance piece from Nell Weatherwax. Tickets can be purchased or reserved at the Bloomington Playwrights Project or at the Community Kitchen. More on the WFIU website at wfiu.org. I'm George Walker.